show. He's my director, and his name is Joey. He's right here jumping on the line with us.
Hey,
how you doing, Joey?
Doing very well. Appreciate you holding. How you doing today?
Doing all right.
Good, good. I mean, all right is better than not good, right? So we're working our way up to great. So that's a good starting point. You having a busy Tuesday so far, or are you headed to the job site or anything?
We're heading back to the shop.
Back to the shop. Okay, got it. Yeah, a lot of times we call people. They're like either they're in the middle of doing a job or driving to or from. So okay, yeah, that makes sense. All right, well, definitely drive safe. I think Giselle sent you over here to me to go over some pricing and help you out with some pricing as well. So I'm definitely happy to do that. So before we do though, I want to just double check and make sure. Do you have any questions or any concerns about like our program and like what we can do to bring you more business besides the pricing part?
So she was talking about you guys put us on first page of Google. You can help us set up a website, stuff like that. So is that still something that you guys do? Help us set up the website, get on first page of Google, all of that.
You hit the nail on the head. Yeah, there's one more thing that we'll do for you as well. I'll touch on that in a second, but absolutely. So first things first is Google is going to be the main driver. That's where you're going to get all your calls from. That's where you're going to get your return on your investment, right? So we will place your business directly on the first page. Now, I know your company's name is it Dowell's Pressure Washing?
Dowell's.
Got it. Dowell's Pressure Washing, right? So do you guys only do pressure washing? Do you guys do other things as well, or?
We do pressure washing, window cleaning, gutter cleaning, roof wash treatment. I mean, we do everything for the exterior of your house or business that you can think of. We even do the dryer vent cleanings and all of that.
Got it. Perfect. Okay. So all those things you mentioned, those would be considered a keyword. Okay. Those are jobs that you do, and those are jobs that we can list you on the first page for. Okay. So as an example, we obviously know you do pressure washing because it's in your name, but what about window cleaning, right? Maybe if I typed in window cleaner near me, your business doesn't pop up because it doesn't have the word pressure washing in it, right? So like we will list you on the first page for those keywords. Okay. So just to give you an idea as to what we're offering, that is what we're offering. First page placement, up to 15 keywords for whatever jobs that you guys do, get you guys on there. Now, you guys already have a Google Business Profile, which is exciting for us. I don't know if you knew that or not, but, yeah, you got 3 reviews, 4.7 stars.
My wife set that up when we first started.
Oh, good, good. Oh, that's great because it usually takes us about 30 to 45 days to get someone listed on the first page. Honestly, that's under-promising and, under-promise and over-deliver type of deal, right? So a company that doesn't even have a profile at all takes us about 30 to 45 days. But the fact that you already have one, that could get us started pretty much earlier than the 30 to 45. So I've seen it done quicker than that. But just to keep the expectations clear, you know, you're probably looking about 30 to 45 days for us to, and then you'll be ranking right there directly on the first page for those 15 different keywords. And when it comes to the website, absolutely. It is something that normally, it does cost about $2,500 if you were to just say, hey, can you guys build me a website, and you only want us to do the website, you're looking at about $2,500. But when you pair it and bundle it all together, I'm actually going to include it into the price. Obviously, I'll go over the pricing with you shortly. It'll be included in the price. And what we do is that we will manage it, maintain it, make all the changes and edits for it, do all the marketing for it. Basically, we'll have full control over it. Now, it will be your website too. So, like, you can always log into the profile. You can make whatever changes or edits that you want to it. Like, we don't lock you out of it. You can do that stuff, but obviously that's what you hire us for, right? But we'll manage and maintain everything for you as well. So, yes, those are the two things that we'll be able to do. And I'll go over one more here in a second, but I want to get you the pricing at least, just so you have a good idea. Do you have any other questions before we go into the pricing?
Not at this time.
Nope. Okay, perfect. All right, cool. So basically once we start working with you, we won't work with anybody else, okay? So, like, we can only work with one industry per area. And once we do that, then we'll be able to basically get you listed on the first page and keep you there, right? When it comes to our pricing,
okay,
it's pretty...
I do have a question on that.
Go ahead.
You say you can only work with one industry in one area, correct?
One industry, yeah, per area, correct.
Okay, so per area, we cover all of Portland Metro, we cover all of Eugene, we cover about 60% of Oregon.
Wow.
So if we were to cover 60% of Oregon, does that mean you wouldn't work with any industry that are in those areas that we work?
Correct. In that situation, so like what this program covers is a 50-mile radius. So you'll be 50 miles from Salem, or you can choose another zip code in your area that you want us to market in. But that's basically what you're getting. Theoretically, yes, if you wanted to pay for that much coverage and we're covering 60%, then absolutely, we can only work with you. We will not work with any other pressure washer within 60%
okay.
of whatever locations. We can't, because we're a Google Channel partner. We had to go through training and all that stuff to become a partner. We've been a partner with them for the last 19 years. In that agreement of the partnership, we can't just work with you and like 9 other people that are in your backyard. Google won't allow us to do that because with the algorithm, it doesn't make sense. So we can only work with one. So that's basically in a nutshell how that's broken down. Yeah.
My ultimate goal is to nail down 100% of Oregon.
Nice.
Okay. So.
Well, what we could do is we have options here, which is the option that I've already selected here for you. It's the one that most business owners go with when they're at your level right now. I mean, if you're covering that, do you have a lot of people that you work for? Or I'm sorry, that you work with?
So I work with Centurion. I work with Crown. I work with Valley. We're just now pushing into SMI. And then we've got a bunch of residential homeowners, they call us too. So that are all Oregon. And Centurion, Valley, Crown, SMI, they're located all over Oregon, from Salem, Eugene, Portland, Beaverton, Corvallis, you know.
Got it.
So we work in a lot of areas.
Nice. Okay. Well, the benefit about a company like ours is that we weren't just born yesterday. We can cover, basically anything that you want. Now, obviously, the further you go out, the more people that you touch, the more expensive it is when it comes to the marketing. So we can start you off where we're going to start you off now. Once we start to do a really good job and you see that we're kind of crushing it, then you can say, hey, let's start stretching our legs a little bit and let's start getting more work and more work and more work, and it's just going to make a lot more sense for you. Make sense?
Right. No, I understand that. I was just going into what we have right now.
Yeah,
know?
That's awesome.
So.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
And so my other question is, I understand that you guys are a partnership. So with that partnership, do you guys collect a equity on the business, or is it just what you guys pull in from Google?
The term, are you talking about our partnership with Google?
So our partnership. So if I were to sign on with you guys today, right?
That's correct. Yep.
That means we would become partners technically. You guys doing the advertising, stuff like that.
Correct.
Now, I know with some companies, they do, okay, we want a percentage of either equity, or we want a percentage of how much we bring in for you. Which one are you? Are you a percentage on the equity of the business, or are you a percentage off of what you bring me from Google?
Right. So, I mean, when it comes to the partnership that we have with Google, it's based off of three things, okay? It's based off of the three requirements we have to keep. It's performance, it's spend, and then there's certification. So an example for performance, basically what we have to do is that we have to maintain a certain amount of people that reaches a certain score of optimization above 70%. So once we hire you on, you'll be with our company. Our job is to make sure that your numbers are really good. Okay, that's number one. Number two is we have to have a certain amount of spend per month in acquisition for new clients like yourself in order for us to keep the partnership with Google. And then the certification is basically all the agents and trainees have to be trained to a certain level to be able to basically offer the products to you. So that is our partnership with Google. When we hire you on with us, then you would obviously just deal directly with us. You know, the pricing doesn't change. It stays exactly the same. So when I go over the pricing, it's never going to go up. It's never going to go well. We don't ask for any more money. It's just a flat rate. You know, we do business for Google. We can obviously build that website for you. And then the last part is actually social media. It's Facebook, Facebook marketing as well.
Okay.
Does that make a little bit more sense?
Yeah, it does. I just know with some partnerships, they either have, like I said, for a percentage of the jaw, you know, like, let's say you get me 50 jaws. They want, you know, whatever the percentage of the gross was that
No. It's not that type of partnership. You know, the term partnership between us. I see what you're saying. Absolutely not. So, like, if you receive 200 calls and you close all 200 of those calls and they all became a job that month, you will receive 100% of whatever it is that you made. Like, it's yours. It's your jobs. It's yours to lose. You can cherry pick your job. You can say yes. You can say no. It's all unlimited. Now, it's a flat rate that we'll give you, but it's
okay, so I know I'm asking a lot of questions here.
No, that's okay. Please do.
So it's a flat rate. Let's say my flat rate is $200, right?
Okay.
And I land those 200 jobs in a month, and that equals, let's just say, $2,000. I only owe you $200 out of that $2,000.
That's it. Yeah. That's literally it. You're actually pretty close to what the price is. So there's we don't have any contracts. You can cancel at any time and there's no penalty for canceling either, right? The reason is because we want you to hold our feet to the fire every month. We will produce for you. That's not even an issue. So that's why we don't lock you in any contracts. When it comes to the payment, normally, to be honest with you, to reach that 50 mile, you're typically looking at like $199 a month, actually. But I'm able to apply some business credits for you to break it down to like $249. So you're actually pretty close to what we're able to offer. So it'd be $249 month to month per contract to basically do this.
Okay, and then, so $249 month to month. All right, let's talk about the startup cost.
So here's the benefit of actually talking to us today. So there is typically a $99 setup fee, but we just hit our anniversary. We have the holidays coming up, so we're discounting it down to $249. But because we just made an anniversary, we've been around for 19 years, it's 18, today we're waiving all setup costs. So normally there's a $99 setup fee for us to do all of it for you. We're able to do it for your cost today. So literally out the door is just $249.
Okay. So my wife is my accountant. I need to discuss money with her. I'm going to be back at the shop in 30 minutes.
Okay.
If you can give me a call either here in the next couple hours or tomorrow, I'll be at the office all day tomorrow.
Okay.
And if you can still do that same deal, we could probably go with it, you know?
Sure. Yeah, absolutely. You know, because we've been around so long, you know, the callback is never really the problem. I'm actually happy to do that. I want you to make a wise decision. I want you to take your time. I do not want you to feel The reason we called you is because there's a position of basically available in your area. So we just call different pressure washing companies throughout your area. Once we work with them, we can't work with anybody else. So it's all about the availability for the listing. I'm absolutely happy. If you want to schedule a call back later on today, what I could do is kind of like call around in other areas and not really focus on your area, so to speak, when it comes to what you guys do, and that'll buy you some time so you can get in contact with your wife, go over your finances, which I totally understand as well. Would you want to just call her now on three-way? Like, are you able to do, would that be easier in case she has questions, or do you feel like, no?
That's what I was going to do, have you call back.
Okay.
She's in a meeting right now, mm-hmm. and she gets out of her meeting in about an hour.
Oh, okay.
So that way I can drive home, I can get some of our finance stuff out ready, her and I can go over it, and then you can give us the call back. It's 1:20 now, let's say around 3:30.
So see.
That would be 2 hours, 2 hours, 5 minutes.
Okay. And you said it's, what time is it there?
1:20.
1:20?
Sorry, no, it's 12. It's that's what time I arrived. Sorry.
I was saying, I'm like, wait, where are we? I'm like, I had to look at your profile. I'm like, man, is he from another country? I was like, let me check. Okay. No, that makes sense. Yeah, 12:50. Yeah, okay.
So let's schedule it around 3.
3 o'clock is good.
That'll give us plenty of time to go over our finances and her and I to have the discussion.
Perfect. Yeah, absolutely. So I can definitely do that for you. I'm going to...
What is the revenue on some of the other companies in my line of work that you bring in? Do you, like, you don't have to give me exact numbers, but, like, a roundabout number from switching to your
company? Say that one more. It has been a little difficult to hear you. I know you're driving. I don't want you to do anything different, but sometimes it cuts out. What was that last part that you said?
How much more in revenue would we be bringing in if we were to pay $249 a month?
We have numbers like that. The problem is that it's not accurate to give you any type of dollar amount because everybody's different. If you have 5 pressure washing companies, you may charge $100, the other guy may charge $120, the other guy may charge $40, right? So how much you're bringing in extra is going to vary depending on your jobs and what you guys charge. I will give you this example. An example is pressure washing, right? So when I find a pressure washer near me, which is in your area in Salem, in that 50-mile radius, there was about 1,400 searches that was done in the last 30 days just for looking for a pressure washer, somebody to do pressure washing, right? So what we tell people is pay attention to what your numbers are, how much you typically charge for, let's say, a pressure washing job, right? If we could get you in front of 1,400 people, we're not going to say that you're going to take all 1,400, right? That'd be kind of ridiculous. But, like, you can be in just off of pressure washing. You know, how much would that in turn into as far as profit goes, right? Now, remember, we could do pressure washing. We could do window cleaning. We could do whichever other services you offer, and we'll get you in front of those people as well, just as an idea. So if you have, like, higher dollar jobs that you want us to market you for, or quicker jobs, or longer jobs, or commercial jobs, then we could do that, right? But that's basically what you're looking at, right? So it's about 1,400 searches. Like, if you got a handful, you know, would that be worth your investment just off of that alone?
Okay, so another question, that $249, does that only cover the one keyword of pressure washing? Would it include...
Yeah, it includes 15. So you could do 15 different keywords.
So, but we offer pressure washing, window cleaning, gutter cleaning, roof moss treatment.
So that'd be four.
Okay, so it would cover everything that I offer. Okay.
Right, yeah, so if you guys did a garage door installation, we would put garage door installation near me. We'll use that as a keyword and rank your business on the first page for that keyword when somebody's looking for garage door installers. Just as an example. If you have, and obviously they have to be jobs you can do. You know, don't give a job that you're trying out, because if you do a bad job, you get a bad review, it doesn't work out well. So it has to be a job that you're obviously good at, right? But any job that you could do, yeah, we'll market you for up to 15 of them.
Okay, all right. That was my other question, was, you know, depending on, you know, it, like if we were to list everything that I had, if it would go up in price or not.
No. We're not that company. If I quoted you $249, that is what you're paying, period. There's no surprise charges. There's no like, oh, 3 months go by, hey, you got a million jobs, and we're just like, oh, sorry, you got to pay us an extra, you know, $1,000 or something like that. Like, we don't do that. It's flat rate $249. And then we also do, which I don't know if I mentioned, but we'll also do social media advertisements too. So if you have like a Facebook business page, then we'll use that Facebook business page to do advertisements on there. So we'll also get people that are using social media as they're scrolling. As an example, if somebody's looking for a pressure washer and they find you on Facebook, it's going to have a little advertisement on there. You can go, they can go ahead and click call you directly, and they'll be able to call your business, and then it's up to you whether you're going to take the job or not, right? You get to cherry pick those as well. So those are three things. It's Google, it's the website, and social media.
So, and then another thing, I know I'm taking up a lot of your time.
Nope, that's my job. Go ahead.
So, if we were to sign up today, right, pay $249.
Yep.
You said it takes 30 to 45 days for it to go live, right?
Not go live, so... This is the way that it works, okay? Let's say you signed up right now. I'll schedule you a time to meet with our team. It's an interview. It takes 30 to 45 minutes, okay? They go over everything as far as the listing goes. They'll go over everything as far as the website goes, and they'll go over everything as far as Facebook goes, okay? That happens in like a day or two, whenever you're available. Then after that, we're in 7 to 14 days, we're going to start to set up your Facebook page, start doing advertisements on your Facebook page as well to make sure that you at least that you have all that. That's all set up and ready to go. And then we'll do like your reporting dashboard. So we show you like all the analytics. We show you all the directories that we're submitting you to. That happens in a week. And then on day, your profile is already created. We're already started to list your business. It just takes maybe 30 to 45 days to show up on the first page. Probably sooner than that. But it's already up and running. Everything is going to be running in those 30 days. You're going to get some leads in the first 30 days, just not as much as month two and month three.
Okay. So in month two, so with that and it all showing up by month two and month three, if I were to sign up today, with today being, what's today's date? So with today being the
19th, yeah.
When would my next payment be for the $249?
It's quite literally will be the 19th of every single month. It does not change. So it'd be 19 this month, next month, month after that. It's the exact same day.
Okay. So, yeah, that would be my only concern, is if things aren't really pushing forward for 3 months. You gotta look at it as my thinking too, and I also gotta bring it to my wife, which is my accountant. If things aren't really pushing money wise for almost 3 months,
yeah, you're looking at about, if you're doing the math, you're looking at like $750 for those 3 months.
Right. So $750 and not really making very much. that can detriment a business. That can completely crush a business.
You are absolutely correct, okay? So when it comes to...
So that's my only concern about that. So let's say I were to be like, hey, let's put this in the contract, right? We sign a contract that we go for 3 months, right?
Yep.
On month
yep.
four, we get a good hitting because that's where things really take off. All right, cool. I got no problem paying those two back months. My problem that I would see is I'm paying that $249, but only making $130 off of you guys. You know what I mean?
Right, right, right.
That's where my issue is I got to see that, I got to see a profit margin in it because, again, I'm a business, not a charity. I'm not going to pay you guys for something that I'm not receiving money out of. Because for you guys, I would have to triple to 3 to 10 times more of what I am paying you guys for me to even be okay with it.
Yep. And that's so what you're mentioning is a very natural response to spending money, right? When it comes to your business, we totally understand that. Remember, we've been around for 19 years. We do understand that our business is your business. So like if you guys fail, we also fail as a company. We wouldn't have made it as long as we have right now if we were doing that to companies. If we were hiring a company and you hire us to do your marketing and it doesn't work out, like, you know, obviously we're not perfect. You know, nobody on the planet is perfect. However, our success rate for getting somebody no calls versus everything that we're able to do for you, start bringing those calls in is absolutely, it's mind-boggling when you look at it, right? So, like, the first 30 days is always the toughest for marketing because we have to do all the setup, we have to do all the legwork, but even on day 7 to day 14, we already have your website built, and we already have Facebook advertisements already running. You already have a Google Business profile that we're already going to be marketing on the first page, so you are going to get calls on the first 30 days, and you'll notice that. It's just on month 2 and month 3 is when they significantly increase because you're already on the first page. We've got the ball rolling. It's like a little snowball effect, basically what you're doing. We don't have any contracts. So, like, even if you just hired us for 2 months and we did all this for you and got you all over the Internet, even if you, like, canceled or paused, none of that stuff goes away, right? So, like, that's still there, still yours. You're going to have an option to keep the website even if you leave us. We'll explain to you, like, what some of those options are if you ever wanted to go. So when it comes to your Google profile, that's yours. We don't, like, put it to permanently close or anything like that. And we already got you ranking on the first page, so you're already up there. So even if you left us, you're going to stay up there until, obviously, some time passes. You're going to eventually fall off of the first page because nobody's doing your marketing for you, but, you know, all that at least stays. So you're at least getting a service out of us, even if you're with us for, like, 2 months or 3 months. Just know that if you stick with us for at least a month and see what we could do, I mean, you're going to be happy with us on 2, 3, 4, for sure.
Okay. So I'm about 20 minutes from the shop. I am set up a meet for 3 o'clock. You call me back. My wife and I will sit down and talk. Go over our finances. And I'm going to try and push her to let's get this going today, but I can't promise that will happen.
Okay.
Because my wife is a pistol when it comes to money.
Okay.
I'd like to try and do this, but again, I have to convince her that it's going to be profitable.
Do you want to? When you meet with her, do you want to, instead of going over everything, do you want me to talk to her and we can three-way, and then that way you can get your questions out, she can get her questions out, we can kind of try to figure it out from there? Would that be?
She won't get out of her appointment or her meeting right now that she has on the phone until almost 2 o'clock.
Yeah, I mean later, so, like we can set up maybe like a callback or something like that later.
Well, her and I will be together when
right,
you call
exactly.
us back.
Exactly.
So when you call us back, we'll be sitting there at our desk and
perfect.
We'll be talking with you.
Okay. Okay. Perfect.
I mean, I like the idea of it, and at 2:49, I don't see an issue with it, but I have, like I said, she's the finance person. I have to run it by her. Before I pull the trigger.
Okay. All right. Well, let's do that. I'll give you a call back. What time did you say? 3 o'clock, you said?
Yes.
I will give you a call back at 3 p.m. And that way, what we'll do is that when I call, if she's available, that'd be perfect, because then you can put me on speakerphone and we could all have that discussion together. I could kind of explain to her some things, make her feel a little bit better about, you know, what we can offer you guys for sure. I mean, it's super, super beneficial, for your guys' business. And I would obviously hate for you guys to lose out just because of the price. So I'll talk to her and then we'll figure it out from there. I'm happy to listen and help you guys as much as we could then. Okay.
Absolutely. Thank you very much for the call.
Yes, absolutely no problem. Did you have any other questions for me or any concerns or anything like that?
One more question. This way I can get the bug in her ear about it. We sign up today for $249.
Yep.
Would that price increase by next year? Because we are at the end of the year.
Nope, not at all. So it stays exactly the same. So $249 today, we lock you in. I have to read you off voice verification to even lock you into that pricing. But once we do, if you're with us for 10 years, it's $249. Even if the economy tanks and, you know, everything goes up in price and gas and milk, it'll be $249 a month. That's it.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. And that kind of answers everything. So startup cost is $249 next month on the 19th. It would be $249.
Yep.
Blah blah blah. Everything. Yep. Okay. That's what I needed to know. That way I can throw those numbers at her, get her on board for it. Because if she's on board, I'm on board.
Perfect. Okay. Cool. Yeah. I mean, you guys are getting a great deal too. You're getting a discount on the monthly service, which saves you, a couple thousand bucks. You know, if you're with us for a while
What is normally the monthly without this?
I could send you our pricing page if you wanted to, but it goes by area, and to compete in your area, you're typically looking at anywhere between $4.99 and $5.99 a month. And because you're getting a website, we also typically charge $299 as a setup fee. So we're waiving the $299 setup fee to have your site built, and we're also reducing that $499 down to $249. So literally that $249 out the door is two pretty big, like Black Friday type deals that we were doing before.
Okay. All right. That's what I needed to know. That way I could throw those numbers at her as well so that she understood how good of a deal we're getting.
Yeah, and like I said, if you want to even hold all that, if you want to just say, hey, I talked to a marketing person, he's pretty cool, can you hear him out, the pricing is $249, I think it's a great idea.
The problem with my wife is I have to say everything out on the table and then explain to her, okay, well, this job will get us this much on an average job, and go from there. That way she sees what the benefit would be for it. So.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yep. So, and that's exactly it. You could tell her that we can market to whatever jobs you guys want. So, like, whatever your higher paying jobs are, let's say you just got we always use five as the example, as a handful. You know, if you got five, does it make sense? Will it cover your 249? Most of the time it does, and that's where it makes sense because we know we'll be able to obviously get you more than just the five, but, you know, that's a good at least guess point.
Well, I put it this way, we can get through anywhere from, depending on if everybody shows up, we can get through anywhere from 60 to 250 jobs a month.
Wow. Yeah, that's a good amount.
So, yeah.
Yeah, that's definitely a good amount. Yeah, and then obviously our job is to make sure that that number is, you know, obviously is pretty consistent for you guys, because as long as you're doing a good job, every new customer is a new customer, right? So you could do referrals off of that person, and you start building a new book of business, I guess you would call it. And yeah, I mean, it's, if you play your cards right with the program, for sure.
I would want to keep it to where we could at least get 60 clients a month is where, you know, by month three or four, if I'm not seeing 60 plus customers a month, that's where I would be like, okay, this is where we need to reevaluate this and, you know, you know what I mean?
I do. Yeah, I mean, and that's perfect. That's a perfect plan. You know, that's why we don't have any contracts. Try us out. I mean, we're extremely confident in our ability, right? So, like, that's bias. So it's just proving it to you guys. That's really all it takes. And that's why we don't have any contracts. So, like, let us prove it to you. Give us 2 or 3 months, and then let us show you guys what we can do. And then once you realize that, wow, this is actually making sense, you guys keep us, right? So we're not stressing that at all. So, yeah, talk to your wife. Obviously, let them know. You know, you know her better than I do, so you lay it all on the table. I'll call you guys back at 3. I'll call you back at this number, right? The 865-1983?
Yep.
Okay, and you pronounce your name Marcel, right?
Marshall.
Marshall, okay. Yeah, because I saw it here. I thought it was Marshall, but I think they wrote it as Marcel.
Yeah, no, Marshall, common spelling.
All right. Marshall. Got it. Okay, I saved that. I apologize. All right, thank you very much, Marshall. So, yeah, I got you in number 3. Any other questions? Happy to keep going.
As of right now, no.
Okay, cool. All right, well, I think I did my job then. So if you have any questions, obviously give us a call back. If not, I'll call you guys back at 3 o'clock, and we'll take it from there.
All right, sounds good. I will talk to you at 3.
All right, not a problem. Take care.
All right, bye.